So there's a new place in Hamilton Township geared towards helping the people that help us in the community. It's the First Responder Partnership Health Center. It just opened. It's brand new. And we have this morning Lisa Fasanella with us. She's a licensed professional counselor. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this new program.
Sure. I'm really excited about it. So First Responder Partnership Health Center is a brand new health center. We recently opened on March 14th in Hamilton, right across from the Hamilton Marketplace on Route 130. We offer integrated services with a team approach led by our medical director, Dr. Torrente. So we serve all of New Jersey's public employee first responders, their spouses, and covered dependents.
Wow. I mean, this is a one-of-a-kind thing. So first tell me, who's considered a first responder?
Okay, that's a good question. So any public first responder, paid and volunteer.
Oh, I mean, wow. So it includes volunteers.
Absolutely. That's huge. So that would include employees of police departments, employees of New Jersey fire departments, like your husband, emergency medical service personnel, like paramedics, EMTs, dispatchers, park rangers, state and local correctional facility personnel, child protection and permanency investigators, medical examiners.
Wow.
Office of, I know, it's amazing.
It's vast, yes.
It really is. Office of the Attorney and General investigators, county prosecutor office investigators, and all spouses, all covered dependents.
So I can go to this as a fireman's wife.
Yes, you absolutely can. So just so we know, medically, we can see kiddos 2 years old and above. And for behavioral health specifically, that's me, I see 14 years old and above.
This is incredible. Wow, this is incredible. So what services do you offer? Because I know it's many services.
It really is. I mean, it's so robust. It's impressive. So this unique health center offers ample services, but within a primary care setting, right? So we offer medical services, and that could include even urgent care type of issues, behavioral health services, which is obviously my role, x-ray, physical therapy, chiropractic services, lab work, health assessments, the professional annual physicals that are required, CDL physicals. We even have an on-site pharmacy.
Wow.
It's incredible. We are truly a one-stop shop, offering extended hours, right, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to accommodate first responders' schedules. And we even have telehealth and telemedicine, and that's an option for some services, not only to increase our availability, but to extend our geographical reach. Mm-hmm. So for me, though, ideally in our initial behavioral health intake, which would be like the first session, I like to do those in person if possible, just so I can ensure it's clinically appropriate to meet virtually. But when you think about this level of convenience, right? So let's say a first responder is feeling, you know, whatever, sick, comes in, sees our medical director, turns out that he has whatever, bronchitis, walks down the hall and gets an antibiotic.
Hmm.
Right? Similarly, we get a call from our kiddo's elementary school, he or she is sick, so we have to pick them up from school. We can bring them right here, have them be seen. Let's say they have an ear infection. Again, you're walking down the hall with your child to get an antibiotic.
Wow.
There's no schlepping around. It's all right here.
And this sounds really great, too, for like the level of care that you're able to provide one of your patients, right? Because it sounds like you guys are all kind of working together. If you're in the behavioral health side, you're also maybe working with the primary care side. And that's something that might be missing in other healthcare settings if you're kind of sporadically going all around Mercer County, right?
Absolutely. Really valid point. The continuity of care here is incredible.
So we have with us this morning Lisa Fasanella, licensed professional counselor at the brand new First Responder Partnership Health Center. It just opened in Hamilton Township. I'm kind of in awe. I mean, there's nothing like this around. Now, everyone has their own, typically somebody has their own doctor or whatever, but this is truly a one-stop shop for all your specialty doctors as well.
Correct. And that's a really valid point, Chris. Someone doesn't have to change their primary care physician if they're comfortable with him or her, but they can come here for our services or, you know, choose the vast services that we have available. They can see our medical provider or they can see our specialty services.
Now, I think we know first responders can go through a lot. They can go through seeing death. They can go through very challenging, stressful situations. And I think it's very important to take care of these people. And I'm not sure they always get the care that they need. So that's why this is so important, your center.
Absolutely. First Responder Partnership Health Center grasps the stressors that are faced by first responders and their families. And just like you said, they're often running into dangerous and draining situations, which is putting them at risk for physical and behavioral health issues. I mean, it's estimated that about 30% of first responders develop some sort of behavioral health issues, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, compared to about 20% of the general population, right? Yeah. And then you throw in lack of restful sleep, minimal time to prepare and eat healthy meals while working, you know, maybe even a lack of exercise. And just that overarching role of, you know, identifying as the helper, not the helped.
Right.
So that puts significant stress and strain on them.
They always put themselves above everyone else. And that, you know, leads to a lack of care for them sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. They overlook their issues because they are so ingrained in caring for everyone else. And what happens then is they try to persevere and push through these physical and emotional pains for a bunch of different reasons, right? Ones that you just mentioned, fear of stigma, of seeking those services, perhaps fear of being judged or being misperceived as weak, or even worried that they might be perceived or misperceived as unable to fill their job duties, right? So for me in behavioral health specifically, I spend a good amount of time just going over, you know, confidentiality, HIPAA, protected information. I don't report to employers. I am very, very clear because it takes a lot for a first responder to trust a mental health provider, and I appreciate their vulnerability. So I am transparent and upfront when I explain that and explaining all the services that I provide, which would include one-to-one, you know, couple therapy, even family therapy.
So interesting to me, because you're right. I think there is a stigma that, what do you mean I'm not okay? That a lot of people look at these first responders as, you know, God, you know, how could they have needs like mental health needs or things like that? And it's so important to realize that they probably need help even more than we do because of what they put themselves through.
Absolutely. Physically and behaviorally. Right. Absolutely. Chris, you're so right.
So how do they get your services? How does it, can one just walk off the street through your front door, or how does it work? Do they need a referral? How does this work? How do they get the care that they need?
Well, they can absolutely walk right in, or they can call for an appointment. So, I mean, the team at First Responders Partnership Health Center, we understand that their job functions need integration of all of our services, right? We know that that's imperative. So here, our mission is simple. It's healthy minds and bodies for all who protect and serve. So we want to serve first responders and their families. We want to help them feel better physically and emotionally. We want to validate their experiences and implement them with tools to increase their resiliency and obviously reduce some suicide rates, right? And through these initiatives, their employers can expect to see lower overall healthcare costs by their employees' improved outcomes.
Sure.
So they can call, they can stop by. Again, like I said, we're located at 200 Horizon Center Boulevard. Our phone number is 609-249-7073. And if you want, you can even check out our website, which is FRPHC, right? So for First Responder Partnership Health Center, FRPHC.com.
All right, now repeat all of this because this is a lot of information. Where is, I know you said you're located across from the Hamilton Marketplace on Route 130. What's that address again?
200 Horizon Center Boulevard.
Okay, and what's the phone number?
609-249-7073.
And the website again?
FRPHC.com.
What I find so amazing about this is not only is it, wow, comprehensive care for the people who are protecting us, but also for the wives, partners, and families.
It can be stressful for the families and kids too. You know, it's a lot of stress on the first responders themselves, but it can take a toll on your families too. So it's good to have care for all of them.
Absolutely. And one amazing bonus that I forgot to mention is, there are no copays for members covered under the state health benefit plan.
Wow.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. That's even better. Now, Lisa, what's a typical first session with you like? If somebody comes into you and is beginning, right? And this is something I think that certainly affects first responders, but I also have gone through it in my own mental health care journey and stuff. It's really daunting to begin that conversation of a mental health, of beginning a mental health evaluation or relationship and stuff. What is it like when somebody first sits down with you, and what can you do to kind of alleviate that stress now if somebody's listening?
Sure, of course. So the first thing I do is reiterate the importance of confidentiality, how the information that's shared is HIPAA protected, how I do not report to employees, and how my space, my office, is a non-judgmental room, safe environment for them to share what they need.
That's great. That's fantastic.
And this could be after a fatal fire call for a fireman. This could be after a nasty traffic accident. It could be,
absolutely.
I mean, it could be a number of things. It could be dealing with a bad employer.
Absolutely.
It could be, gosh.
And it doesn't
so
have to be work things either, right? Right, Lisa?
Correct.
It could be something happening outside of work.
Absolutely. Perhaps there's some interpersonal relationship issues in your family. Perhaps, you know, you lost a parent. Absolutely. It could be any of those things. Financial strain and stressors. You know, any stressful situation could prompt a visit with me.
Well, you know what? I say it's about time that we took care of the people that are taking care of us in the community every day. So again, absolutely, we're talking about the First Responder Partnership Health Center. It is brand new in Hamilton Township, talking about Mercer County, just opened in March last month. This is Lisa Fasanella, a licensed professional counselor with the group. There are so many options for you, so many specialty doctors you can see, and just primary doctors and chiropractors, and gosh, the list goes on and on. So once again, I want to make sure this info gets out there. Tell us where you're located, first of all.
Sure. 200 Horizon Center Boulevard. That's in Hamilton.
And it's right across Route 130 from Hamilton Marketplace. Nice and convenient. And your phone number again for anyone who needs it?
Absolutely. 609-249-7073.
Or you can check out their website, which again is?
FRPHC.com.
I love it. Good luck to you. Good luck to the center. I'm sure you're going to be wildly popular. I hope you are. I hope first responders will reach out and their families and get the help that they need.
We hope so too. We're here to serve.